Tax season has arrived, and doing taxes without the right help can feel overwhelming. Intuit TurboTax is here now to guide you through it with confidence. Match with a TurboTax full-service expert who handles everything for you from start to finish. Your dedicated expert checks every single deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And the best part? You'll see real-time updates on your expert's progress right on your phone while you live your life. Plus, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Full Service Experts. Real-time updates only on iOS mobile app.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Odd Trails is a true paranormal podcast. If you have a story to share, send it to stories@oddtrails.com. Enjoy the show.
Forget facts. Forget logic. Forget everything that seems real. Just trust. Believe.
Singularity by Mike Moserino. I've only been able to recall about three dreams in my entire life, but I'm not sure if you could classify my experience as a dream. Was it astral projection, an out-of-body experience, or perhaps something else? Just to warn you, this starts off on a sad note. My mom passed away from cancer when I was 19. When it happened, I was devastated. It was so hard for me to accept, it just didn't feel real. But 1 year later, nearly to the date of her passing, I had an experience that completely changed my perspective on life. One night, as I lay down to go to sleep, I was eventually consumed by a bright light. It almost seemed like a near-death experience. Loved ones were all gathered around, but nobody was talking. Everything was completely silent, and I was filled with warm reassurance that everything in my life was going to be okay, now and long after it's my time to pass. I didn't see my actual body, but I felt myself move towards this light. That's when I saw my mom. I still get goosebumps when I talk about this part. Seeing her felt beyond real. We didn't say anything to each other. We didn't have to. When I saw her, I immediately felt her loving embrace. We both understood exactly what the other was thinking and feeling. She didn't act surprised to see me, just happy that I was there. It was like this was all meant to be. She was wearing a black dress and didn't have the angelic glow you might expect. She never made any facial expressions either. This might sound a little unnerving, but it was far from that. This is where things get pretty crazy. My mom stuck out her hand, and instinctively, I grabbed it. From there, we shot straight up and sped through the sky, eventually ending up in what seemed like space. Which is weird because you'd think we were going to heaven or something, but nope. She just pulled me into space. She brought me to this floating cliff type of thing that looked out over the earth. The whole time she was communicating to me that I was safe, and continued to give me all the reassurance and love anyone could ever hope for. That's what she communicated to me for the bulk of the experience, safety. and that we are all part of something much bigger. I've never felt more at peace. The whole experience was so therapeutic. She took me by the hand as we stood over the earth. I remember seeing flashes of many different colors, but red seemed to be the most prominent, which, like her black dress and lack of facial expressions, may sound scary, but nothing about the experience made me feel even a little uneasy. I feel that the point of this experience was for me to know that everything will be okay, that it's all taken care of. Afterwards, I was finally able to heal and come to terms with her passing. I haven't really shared this experience with a whole lot of people. In fact, I didn't tell my dad about it until a couple of years ago. We were having dinner with the rest of our family when somebody at the table mentioned that if somebody visits you in a dream after they die, it's a positive thing. My dad looked over and asked me if I had any experiences like that. I knew he was asking about Mom. Imagine his surprise when I matter-of-factly said, "Yeah, Mom visited me a year after she passed." He's not a very emotional guy, but he started tearing up as I told him all the details I just shared with you. Understandably so. I'm a bit of a skeptic, and I lost my religion over time, but that experience pulled me closer to the more spiritual side of life. I have no doubt there is more out there. We are all just a small part of it.
House by the River by Ellie. This story happened about 12 years ago when I was 19. My partner, my best friend, and I had a phase where we were obsessed with ghost hunting shows. None of us believed in ghosts or demons, but we enjoyed watching the TV shows centered around the subject and found it fascinating that the other people truly believed in this stuff. We were curious enough that we decided to get some ghost hunting equipment. We bought an EMF meter, a night vision camera, and a radio scanner. We also listed ourselves on a local website for ghost hunters. Surprisingly, we received requests to investigate locations almost immediately. Every place we searched came up with pretty much nothing outside of your typical creepy floorboards or specks of dust on night vision cameras. Initially, our findings were easy to explain away, until one night in March of 2012. We received an email that caught my attention right away because of how eerie and disturbing it was. The woman detailed how she believed her house and possibly her husband, whom we'll call Doug, were possessed by demons. She lived in a remote part of my state, about 2 hours away from us in a secluded area by the river. The email talked about how she started seeing what she thought were ghosts in the moonlight, walking from the river to her house. This happened several years ago. Since then, her house and husband had picked up a dark aura. She had begun hearing voices. Doug had become distant and angry, and he even began talking to himself. This eventually led to him having violent outbursts where he punched holes in the wall for no apparent reason. If I had my adult 31-year-old brain back then, I know it would have told me that I should have never responded to that email, but I did. And a couple of days later, my friends and I made our trek to the house by the river. Up until this point in my life, I had never really understood what people meant when they said that a house had a dark vibe or energy about it. But the moment my partner, my best friend, and I got out of the car at this property, it was palpable. We all looked at each other to see if we were all feeling it as we proceeded to approach the door and knock on it. The woman who sent the email greeted us and sat us down in the living room to further elaborate on her experiences, all while Doug stood in the corner, just staring at us. I had a bad feeling about him right away, but I continued to listen to the woman's stories. We then gave details about how we would go about our investigation. Once they were happy with our plans, they said that they would be staying close by and planned to come back in the morning. They told us to let them know if we left early, and then they left us to it. The sun was already going down by this point, so we were eager to get our investigation going. We started off by walking through the house with the EMF meter to try and lay out the base readings. If you're familiar with ghost hunting shows and technology that is used, an EMF meter is a piece of equipment that detects electromagnetic frequencies normally given off by electronic devices. So, the meter would spike around household appliances, walls with power lines in them, light fixtures, etc. Theoretically, if these levels spike while not near any of those typical things, it could be an entity. I know this theory is a bit out there, but as skeptics ourselves, we were willing to give it a shot. After getting a base reading of the house, we all went to separate rooms, used the recording apps on our phones, and started asking random questions to see if we could record a response. We did this for about an hour, each taking turns, wandering into different rooms with the EMF meter and night vision camera. But ultimately, we were getting nothing. We eventually reconvened in the kitchen, where we all sat around the table with the radio scanner. The scanner, as seen on TV, will quickly scan through frequencies fast enough that you wouldn't be able to hear full words. You'll just hear quick blips and static. But if a spirit or ghost is trying to communicate, you might hear its voice. We sat for a while without hearing much. Occasionally, and we were all certain of this, we would hear the word Doug, but we dismissed it. Admittedly, I particularly found it eerie that every time we heard it, it was from the same voice in the same low-pitched tone. It was getting late, around 11:30 or so, when this sequence of events all happened very quickly. We were sitting at the table when we all heard a woman's voice clearly yell from the back room, "Stop!" Since this was the first time we had all witnessed anything possibly paranormal, we froze. Then, suddenly, we heard the bedroom door slam shut. Without thinking about it, I grabbed the night vision camera and ran towards the bedroom, and the others followed. I opened the door, and as I did, it felt like I got blasted by cold air. It felt like I was walking into an air-conditioned shop off of the hot summer street. And I felt this undeniable feeling that there was a fourth person in the room with us. As we all gathered in the room, we started hearing a tapping sound coming from the closet. My partner, who was braver than I, opened the closet door and let out a blood-curdling scream. We didn't know why at the time, but we all stood frozen in horror. My partner said that they had seen a face in the closet, but only for a second, which was why they screamed. When we later reviewed our footage and audio recordings, right at that exact moment when we froze, there was a deep male voice that said, "Don't move." But none of us heard that in person. While this was going on, we had left the radio scanner on in the kitchen, and I noticed that I could hear something coming from it. We rushed back out to the kitchen, and to our complete disbelief, the scanner was repeating over and over again, "Doug, Doug, Doug." Then the bedroom door slammed again. We had had enough. Without taking a second to question it or discuss what was going on with each other, we all bolted for my car and began driving down the dirt road that led back to the small town and eventually the highway. As we were going down the road, we saw headlights approaching us. It was Doug's truck. I hit the gas and swerved around him. He then flipped his truck around and began to follow us. Meanwhile, I was getting texts from the woman saying that we needed to leave the house immediately since Doug had become furious for no reason and was coming back to kick us out. Instead of taking the exit to the interstate, I drove under the bridge where the highway crossed the road, quickly skidded off into a turnout, and turned off my car lights. A few moments later, we saw Doug's truck speed past us and continue into the night. When the coast was clear, we turned around, hopped onto the highway, and headed home. My partner let the woman know what had happened at the house and what happened as we were trying to leave. I know this story sounds crazy, but coming from a former skeptic, I can at the very least say I have no idea what was going on in that house. But I will say to Doug, and whoever or whatever else was in that house by the river that night, let's not meet again.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes, like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy. But make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers, but here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Poosh Poosh by Sultry Mime. Does anyone on your show remember having an imaginary friend? I had one when I lived in a house in Birmingham, Michigan. I was an only child growing up and was pretty lonely as a kid. I would make up fun games and play by myself. My mom heard me talking to someone in my room one day and asked me who I was talking to. I said I was playing with Poosh Poosh. I couldn't see them, but I would know when they were there. I was about 5 years old at the time. This was in 1976-ish. Poosh Poosh would just show up while I was playing. I couldn't see them, but I could feel them. At first, I felt like they were a little kid like me, so I didn't think very much about it. It wasn't as fun as having my cousins there, but it was better than nothing. My mom would bring Poosh Poosh up, and I think she thought it was cute, maybe a little odd as to how I interacted with them. She started asking more questions about them, and I really didn't have the vocabulary then to describe the situation. After a while, Poosh Poosh started to scare me. One day, I was sitting alone, coloring with my crayons inside our screened-in porch, when an incredibly strong feeling of being watched came over me. I suddenly knew Poosh Poosh was there, and instead of feeling glad, I was scared. Because my mom had started asking me questions about them and telling people that I had an imaginary friend, I picked up that maybe it wasn't normal. I decided to really try to see my imaginary friend. Pure horror came over me when I realized that they were not a boy or a little girl like me. They weren't even human. This thing was ancient, so very old, and long and skinny. I was so freaked out. I tried to play it off at first, but then shouted, "No, I don't want to play." I ran out of there and told my mom that I was scared. That was the last time this thing showed up. We moved out of that house soon after, and I never felt Poosh Poosh around again. Since then, I've had many other experiences. I am clairvoyant, have premonitions, and lucid dreams that come true. I've lived in haunted houses, you name it. As an aside, my life was changed at the age of 18 months when I accidentally found and ate a hit of mescaline. I know it's pretty shitty to admit that some hippie party dude had lost it on the floor when trying to show it to my parents. They searched for hours but couldn't find it. Guess who remembers finding it, eating it, and their entire trip? I didn't even know that that was what happened to me until I was 15. I have been a really sensitive person since. Like, I can remember my life since being an infant. I remember being nonverbal, but still being the core person I am today. I think, in part, that my consciousness was zapped online so young. I've never liked drugs, and am on the spectrum. I could just be a goofball, or ill, but I do have more than anecdotal proof of a lot of my paranormal experiences, and I think Poosh Poosh was my first.
Eerie Truck Stop Occurrence by Fondue Extreme. I want to share a strange experience from about 7 years ago that's been haunting me ever since. I've been a trucker for over a decade, and I've heard all sorts of stories on the road, but this one still gives me chills. I was driving through a particularly desolate stretch of highway in the Midwest when I decided to pull over at a truck stop for the night. The place was pretty run down, and there were only a few other trucks parked there. As I was getting ready to settle in, I overheard a couple of guys talking near one of the trucks. They seemed on edge, whispering urgently. I caught snippets of their conversation and heard one of them say, "Watch out for the lizards." I thought that it was a weird thing to say, but I didn't think too much of it at the time. I figured maybe it was slang, local lore, or some kind of inside joke. As the night wore on, I started to drift off, but then I heard footsteps crunching on the gravel outside. It was strange because it didn't sound like just one person. It was like a small group was walking around, but the pattern was irregular, which was unsettling. Curiosity got the better of me, so I peeked out of my window. I couldn't see much of the dim light, but there were definitely some figures moving around in the parking area. They seemed to be skulking between the trucks, almost as if they were looking for something. I told myself it was probably just some of the other divers stretching their legs, but the unease wouldn't go away. Then, suddenly, I heard a sharp knock at the door. My heart leapt into my throat as I glanced at the clock and I saw it was well past midnight. I called out, asking who it was, but there was no response, just the sound of footsteps shuffling away. At this point, I was too scared to investigate any further, so I made sure that the doors were locked, and I tried to get some sleep. Just as I was drifting off again, I heard a low, hissing sound coming from somewhere nearby. It was faint but persistent, like somebody whispering just out of earshot. I squeezed my eyes shut and told myself that it was just my imagination. But then I heard the footsteps again, closer this time. Throughout the night, I could hear knocks and scratches on the other trucks around me. Every once in a while, there was some sort of yelling or moaning coming from the distance, like somebody or something was trying to communicate or call out. Occasionally, a smoky smell like a cigarette would waft through the air when these creatures were close to my truck. The rest of the night was like a blur of eerie sounds and creeping dread. I kept telling myself it was just some weird local prank, but the whole thing felt off. As soon as the first light of dawn broke, I didn't waste a second. I fired up my truck and got out of there without even looking back. I didn't want to see what might have been left around the trucks in the morning. To this day, I can't shake the feeling that there was something more to those lizards than meets the eye. Maybe there's something out there in those backwoods truck stops that we're better off not knowing about. Stay safe out there, everyone, and keep your eyes and ears open. You never know what might be lurking in the dark.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes, like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy. But make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
When Kohler, the global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, came to me and said, "Martha, we need an ambassador for our timeless, elegant, durable cast iron products." I said, "I'm in. Now let me see the factory." Weeks later, I was suited up in coveralls and work boots, walking through their Kohler, Wisconsin cast iron foundry. I stood next to the molten iron furnace, saw the hand applying enamel, and touched the gorgeous finished products waiting to be sent out into the world. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron products have been forged and finished by the incredible craftspeople right in Kohler, Wisconsin. I'll tell you, I gained a newfound respect and appreciation for Kohler's cast iron craftsmanship. So now, I'm lending my discerning stamp of approval to my most beloved Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and timelessness. Shop my Kohler cast iron favorites curated on Kohler.com. Bring the warmth, character, and enduring style of these timeless products into your kitchens and bathrooms. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download
download the Modo Casino app today.
Our Hospital Stay by Anonymous. This story takes place in February of 2020. My husband and I have three children, and our youngest, who was two at the time, got sick. As concerned parents, we decided to take him to our local hospital. My son was diagnosed with RSV. For those of you who don't know, it's a respiratory virus that labors breathing. We were told that he had to be admitted so they could monitor him. The waiting room was packed, but luckily we didn't have to wait long for a room. We were given a small, standard hospital room with two TVs, a small detail for later. I sat down with our baby boy in a chair closest to the bathroom, while my husband sat on the opposite side to my left, and our nurse stood across from us by the doorway. As we listened to our nurse give instructions and explain treatment, the bathroom door slowly opened. I quickly turned my head towards the bathroom, then to my husband to ask if he saw it too. But I didn't have to say a word. By the time we made eye contact, I could tell by the look on his face, he saw it too. We both turned to our nurse, but she continued with her instructions. When she finished talking, my husband asked if she saw it, and if it was something that happens often. She smiled and said, "Yes, I saw it too, and no, that doesn't happen." We quickly moved on to a different conversation, which I was okay with since I was going to stay overnight with our son while my husband tended to our two other children at home. The night was pretty uneventful, just the night nurse coming in to check on my son. The next morning, my husband came back to the hospital, and I went home to rest and see our two little ones who were with my mother-in-law. I had made arrangements with my mom to give me a ride to the hospital so that my husband and I didn't have to drive two cars home, since my son was doing so much better and was being sent home. On the way back to the hospital, I told my mom about the bathroom door incident. She is a huge skeptic and quickly tried to debunk it. We got back to our hospital room, where my husband and son were waiting for us with huge smiles, happy to see Grandma. My husband got a call from my mother-in-law that she couldn't get out of work, so he had to pick up our kiddos. So my mom let him borrow her car, and she decided to stay and keep us company while we got discharged. We both sat in the living room talking and watching TV, when all of a sudden, the second TV turned on. As soon as I pointed towards it to tell my mom, it shut off. My mom and I looked at each other, and she laughed and said, "You must be sitting on the remote." I looked around my chair and found nothing. The remote was on a table behind me. My mom doesn't like to discuss paranormal things, so she quickly changed the subject. My son started to get restless while we waited to get discharged, so I decided to take him on a little walk down the hallway. My mom said she would stay behind in case the nurse came in with our discharge notes. Pretty soon, my son and I got tired of walking and went back to our room. When I walked in, I saw my mom sitting on a chair with her phone in her hand but was looking up towards the door with a blank stare. I said, "Mom?" Nothing. "Mom?" Still nothing. By the third mom, she turned towards me, but it was as if she was looking through me, not at me. I started to panic because I thought she was having a stroke or something. I again said, "Mom!" Her eyes snapped back to reality, and this time her stare was focused on me. All she said was, "I just saw a white figure standing in the doorway." I freaked. My mother, the skeptic, saw something. We went home shortly after that. I discussed it at a later time with my mother, and she told me after she got home that day, she had the urge to cry. Cry with a lot of emotion, but didn't know why. She continued to tell me that that hospital is where her mother passed away. I never got to meet her, but I hear all the stories of her and how she was a lot like my mom. They were very close, and her death was sudden and unexpected. Since I never got a scared or an unwanted feeling during our hospital stay, I like to think that maybe it was just her the whole time, letting me know she was watching over us and that our baby was going to be okay.
Smiley Face by Ari. I've been a long-time listener, and I've never had a story to share until recently. I'm going to try and explain it the best way possible. I had to come home from work, and I was exhausted and decided to take a nap. It was winter time, so the sun was already down by 5 p.m. I'm terrified of the dark, so I have a little blue nightlight next to my nightstand. I always keep it on no matter what. Shortly after I fell asleep, I woke up and I was struggling to breathe. It felt like I was choking. I tried to move my body and open my eyes, but I couldn't. My brain, or maybe my subconscious, was telling me that I was experiencing sleep paralysis, and usually, when I fall into sleep paralysis, I'm able to relax and count backward until I either fall asleep or fully wake up. I'm not sure why it works, but it works for me every time. This time, I tried as usual, but it wasn't working. I could feel the lump in my throat. I could feel my heart racing, but I couldn't do anything about it. Suddenly, I heard a voice in my mind tell me it will be okay, and everything went black. But then, out of nowhere, I saw this man with all black eyes. He was smiling at me with huge teeth that ran from ear to ear. He scared me so badly that I was able to snap back to being fully awake. I was gasping for air when I woke up, and ever since, I haven't been able to sleep unless I have my dog with me.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes, like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy. But make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
When Kohler, the global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, came to me and said, "Martha, we need an ambassador for our timeless, elegant, durable cast iron products," I said, "I'm in. Now let me see the factory." Weeks later, I was suited up in coveralls and work boots, walking through their Kohler, Wisconsin cast iron foundry. I stood next to the molten iron furnace, saw the hand applying enamel, and touched the gorgeous finished products waiting to be sent out into the world. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron products have been forged and finished by the incredible craftspeople right in Kohler, Wisconsin. I'll tell you, I gained a newfound respect and appreciation for Kohler's cast iron craftsmanship. So now, I'm lending my discerning stamp of approval to my most beloved Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and timelessness. Shop my Kohler cast iron favorites curated on Kohler.com. Bring the warmth, character, and enduring style of these timeless products into your kitchens and bathrooms. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
That story from Mike was a doozy.
Yeah, no kidding. I've gotten to know him personally before he shared his experience with me, so narrating it definitely hit differently. Thanks for opening up and letting us feature it on the show, Mike. You're a rad dude.
Yeah, it was really cool meeting him on FaceTime. His band toured through Utah, and you guys were just like hanging out and called me.
Yeah, twice now. Always a pleasure.
Yeah.
He actually reached out as a fan of the podcast, and now I'm a fan of his music.
Yeah, I love it when stuff like that happens.
Totally.
Yeah. So what were your thoughts on what happened? I mean, astral projection was mentioned, which can definitely happen involuntarily.
Yeah, astral projection is definitely possible. He didn't mention feeling any of the tingly vibrations that people usually experience, but maybe it could have all been induced after he fell asleep. A lot of the indicators were still there.
Yeah. His heightened senses, traveling through space and the euphoria.
Yeah. I was also thinking it might have been like a visitation dream, which is its own specific type of phenomena worth looking into. Like you mentioned with the heightened senses, when we talked about it in person, he emphasized how real it all felt, just so vivid and intense.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the euphoria, being completely overcome by peace and comfort. It was a really cool story.
Yeah. Visitation dreams typically give people that same sense of closure, too.
Yeah.
Like how he wasn't able to accept or fully process what happened for so long, but that experience flipped a switch for him.
It really did. When he first talked to me about it, he had this huge smile on his face, and I understand that everybody goes through grief differently, but as cliche as this might sound, he had this spark in his eye that told me the experience wasn't just some vivid dream.
Yeah. Whatever it could have been, there was definitely something more to it.
Yeah.
A total valid experience. That was so awesome.
It's kind of in line with the stories we've called happy haunts. I love it.
Yeah.
Plus, who's to say experiences like these are only ever one thing or another, you know?
Right.
Maybe it started out as a visitation dream. His mom acted as his spirit guide of sorts, and she helped him astral project.
I like that. I like that hybrid theory.
I see what you did there. Great album.
Yeah, it's the only one of theirs I've ever listened to, but I still put it on every once in a while.
Meteora was okay, but yeah, Hybrid Theory is the only album of theirs that I actually listen to throughout the year.
I'll have to give it a listen.
So in the hospital story, I got chills when the author's skeptical mom saw the white figure.
Yeah.
I think it's plausible that grandma was watching over them or something.
Definitely could have been. That sort of thing always gets me thinking about the same questions, about spirits interacting with the living.
Yeah, like why and how some of them visit us, or if they're stuck and need help crossing over.
That, and I actually get kind of bummed out because it makes me think, why hasn't anyone visited me or made it explicitly known?
I think about that a lot, yeah, especially with people who have really profound waking experiences.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's kind of like the haunted object thing we talked about a couple episodes ago. Does it depend on the person's ability to experience something, or can certain things just impose themselves onto us?
Oh, yeah, I know what you're saying. Am I not gifted enough to communicate with my grandparents? Or are they just not meant to be visiting me?
Or, God forbid, our grandparents just don't feel like visiting us.
Yeah. Payback for all the times we kicked and screamed to go home as kids when we didn't want to sit at their house.
That's exactly it. But also, maybe those who have passed realize the infinite nature of our spiritual existence.
Yeah.
So they see no hurry to make certain things known, because in the grand scheme of things, it's all going to be okay.
Just like Mike was saying in his story.
Well, would you look at that? Perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I totally forgot to plug his music earlier, but definitely check out our show notes for a link to his profile. And you can listen to his band Aurora Wave on all the usual services.
Yeah, yeah. I've subscribed. I'm a fan.
Good stuff. Some heavy metal, reggae hybrid stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think the truck stop story was some elaborate hoax or a real cryptid occurrence?
Well, at first, it felt like some kind of setup because the whole thing was plotted out perfectly with the whole horror movie style warning from the other truckers conversation.
Yeah, yeah. Watch out for the lizards.
Yeah. It's like right out of a Goosebumps book.
And then the protagonist settles in and there's the creepy lizard-like noises outside of the truck. And the chapter ends right before the lizard man appears.
Yeah, yeah, I love that about R.L. Stine's writing style. The end of every chapter is basically a jump scare cliffhanger.
Yeah, it carried over really well into the TV show, I thought. Plenty of all those fake outs.
Oh yeah, that first episode with the haunted mask was full of them. I can remember being so excited when that first premiered.
It was so good. I wish that recent Goosebumps movie was better. Like, it wasn't horrible, but I don't know. Maybe it's probably just nostalgia that won't accept anything new and modern, but it was all right.
Yeah, it was made for kids, you know, kids from this generation now.
Right, right.
And I think they did like a sequel and then a reboot of the TV show, but you know, it's just not for us.
That is correct.
Yeah, but I did love that first TV series.
I will say that initial Ninja Turtles reboot was pretty okay. I kind of liked it.
I've actually liked a number of Turtles reboots. They've had some of the TV series that I've liked, and I loved that new movie. I thought it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah, they're doing good with that. But yeah, that first episode of Goosebumps, that was like a huge event. It was basically in a primetime spot, and every kid out there was just so stoked. I remember at school, everybody was talking about it.
Yeah, it was really cool just sitting at the TV watching it for the first time. It scared the crap out of me.
Yeah, it gave Are You Afraid of the Dark a run for its money.
Yep.
Did you know that they used a real worm during that sandwich prank scene?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was reading about that a few months ago. I guess it was actually the actress's idea, the one who played Carly Beth.
Mm.
And they did a bunch of takes, too.
That's awesome. I actually realized that was the first Goosebumps book I actually read, so it was kind of cool that that was the first episode.
That's perfect.
A really cool show.
Yeah, it was a good show. Yeah. Anyway, getting back to the story, were you thinking the same thing that I was as soon as the trucker at the truck stop mentioned lizards?
Yeah, I'm thinking about a whole lot of lizards.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it explains the smoke smell, which was probably from cigarettes.
There you go, and maybe some wine out of a bladder.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the knocks, the scratches, the moaning, we know what was probably going on.
Yeah, it was still a creepy story nonetheless. I had to include it because I thought that it was a good example of how a person's innocence can affect their susceptibility to believing that they are having a real terrifying paranormal experience.
Yeah, it's a situation that could be explained away by normal truck stop activities, but
yeah,
from their perspective, their truck was being cased out by creepy lizard people. But yeah, I thought it was a really interesting story, the way it was presented.
Yeah, it makes you wonder how many of our own personal paranormal experiences were just the result of the power of suggestion from doing this podcast and reading all of these stories.
Yeah.
Yeah, when some of those experiences could be explained away by some normal circumstances.
Yeah, that's the beauty of this show. These stories aren't just a bunch of horror stories meant to creep you out. They're all purportedly true first-person encounters, and you can make your own conclusions from there, but it gives us all some personal perspective and tells a story as if we were in their shoes.
Well, if that's not a good promotional tagline for the podcast, I don't know what is.
There we go. I'm going to quit this job and do some ad copy.
Perfect, yeah. Thanks everybody so much for listening. Make sure you sign up for our Patreon if you want to support the show. If you do, you're going to get ad-free versions of all of our episodes at a higher bitrate. You can do that at patreon.com/oddtrails. All the stories you heard this week were narrated and produced with the permission of their respective authors. If you have a story to share, send it to stories@oddtrails.com to hear it on the show. And don't forget to check out the new episodes of my other podcasts like Cryptic Encounters, Let's Not Meet, the Old Time Radio Cast. You can hear them all at crypticcountypodcasts.com. See you guys next week. Everybody stay safe.
Peace out.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money and refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.